This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's time to face the music! Mecca versus Chip! The Isle of Wight quiz!
We've got a phone call coming through. Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Chip here.
Hello, Chip there.
Hello, Chip.
How are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're all right. We just want you to tell everybody why you are phoning in and you are actually looking in from the outside.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us why?
I've got a cold. Yeah, I don't want to infect the studio. So I'm phoning from outside.
Okay, and you can tell in your voice you've got a cold. So, yeah. Anyway,
Have you got your dinger ready?
Yeah.
That's
there you go, he's got his dinger ready.
That's brilliant.
All right then, so tell us what we're doing, Dame Shirley.
Well, we're doing now, you should be good at this, both of you, it's music.
Oh, music?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right, are you ready then, number one? In which Beatles song is the Isle of Wight mentioned?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, come on then. What do you got?
Is it One Way Ticket to Ride?
No.
No, because that's Ride, R-Y-D-E, or R-I-D.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it...
Sorry, you haven't given me your...
Okay, I'm in with... is it When I'm 64?
Yes. Yes, went to Macca.
Is that your age, Ian?
Oh, if there were a glass there, I'd throw something at you.
Right, number two.
Oh, cheeky monkey.
This is quite a long question, so listen in, Chip. In contrast to the Isle of Wight Festival question listed under the events section earlier, the three-day Isle of Wight Festival in 1969, held at Wootton, was headlined by who? Yes,
Jimi Hendrix.
No. No.
In 1969?
1960... hold on, I've lost my question. 69.
Was it The Who?
No.
It wasn't The Who either?
No.
Was it Fleetwood Mac?
No.
Oh, I'll give up.
Come on, Chip.
Was it...
It's Bob.
Bob Geldof.
No.
Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Lay across my big breeze beard.
Yeah.
Number three, what is the real name of Craig Douglas, the singing milkman, who came from the island?
Oh,
singing?
I know that one.
Hey, go on then. No. What's your, that's it. Right.
Sorry. Was it Perkins?
Yeah, but what's his other name? What's his first name?
Craig.
No.
Carl Perkins.
No.
Dave Perkins?
No.
Darren Perkins, I used to go to school with.
Well, this is Terry.
Terry Perkins. Have half a point for that, can I?
Half
a point.
Do you know what he used to do?
Yeah, he used to sing.
Yeah, I know, before he was a
singer. Deliver the milk.
That's it, milkman. Oh, another point for you then.
Oh, is it? Another point.
Yeah, you can have another one there.
Chip, you're way behind now.
Right.
I'm quite stinking cold.
You're running way behind and your nose is running as well. Lovely. Yeah.
Right, number four. Meteor performed on the island in early 2008 at which venue? Yes, Chip.
Was it Osborne House?
Yes, Ian.
Was it the Ventnor Winter Gardens?
You're right, it was.
I'm getting all these right, Chip.
Oh, dear. Right, which legendary music icon has a statue dedicated to him in the grounds of Dimbola Lodge at Freshwater?
Go on, Chip, ring your bell.
Come on, Chip, you know it. You know this one, Chip.
Do I?
Yeah. think. Come on, Chip.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. Well done, Chip. One for you. That's brilliant. Right, number six. Can you list the 10 years up to and including 2008 that you have had an Isle of Wight festival? Right. Now, you both did something then. So
Chip was in there
before me. Let's hear Chip.
Yeah, go on, Chip.
I think 2010.
No.
2011.
But we're going up to 2008.
Ah, 2008.
Well, you were only a baby then, weren't you?
Yeah, I didn't go.
I've forgotten a question. What was the question? I'm just imagining Chip as a baby now.
Can you list the 10 years up to and including 2008 that have had festivals?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on then. Well, then you've got to do your raspberry.
What? 68, 69, 70.
Yeah. Yeah.
2002.
Yes.
3.
No.
It was a 2003, wasn't there?
Oh, there must be, because it's just got a little thing, yeah.
2003,
up to 2008.
4, yeah. 5, 6 and 8.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That was easy, wasn't it, Chip?
Yeah.
It was.
You didn't get it right, though.
No, I think Chip should know this one. All number right. 7. Which pop group named after the answer to life, universe and everything, according to Douglas Adams in The Hitchhikers, grew up on the island? Yes, Chip.
Was it Level 42?
Yes, well done.
I've met two of the members.
Have
out
you?
Of Level 42.
Have you?
Yeah, I've interviewed them.
Wow, well, you can have a point for that. No.
I've met Mark King.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll have to get him
no,
in
no,
here.
No, Chip, no. He's met you.
Yeah, he's met me, yeah.
Whenever you see Mark King now, you've got to say, yeah, Mark King, yeah, he's met me.
Yeah, Mark King, he's met me.
Now, number 8, Ian, can you name one of the first two songs broadcast at the launch of Isle of Wight Radio?
I've never heard of them. Who are they?
The Isle of Wight Radio.
The launch. Okay, the launch.
The first two songs.
We should have featured in them as well. I think I know. I think I've got one of them anyway. I've only got one of them. What do you think, Chip?
I think it's We Are Family or Celebrate Good Times. Come on.
No, but they should have been.
They should have been.
Yeah.
Was it a Carpenters song?
Yes. Yes. We've only just
begun.
Begun.
Yeah, yes. We've only just begun.
Yeah.
And there you go. I don't know what the other one was.
The other one by Louis Armstrong.
We Have All the Time in the World.
What a Wonderful World.
What a Wonderful World. What a couple of naff songs. Do you know what? We started off with The Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah, don't the Boys Are Back in Town.
Don't forget, this was years and years ago, wasn't it? You know, when did it? What year did it first
2000
launch?
And... I know it was 1990, wasn't it? 1990 they launched.
Oh, right. So, well, anyway, number 9. The musician Dick Taylor, who lives on the island, played with a 60s group who had 20 hits with Don't Bring Me Down or Honey, I Need. Can you name the group? Yes, Chip?
The Rolling Stones. Well, he was in the Rolling Stones.
What, Dick Taylor?
I think.
I don't think he was, Chip.
No.
Sounds like he should have been a copper in Godzilla, doesn't he, Dick Taylor?
I think he taught me.
He taught you, did he?
He taught
guitar, how to play guitar.
Was it something like The Pretty Things?
Yes, you're
like
right,
yeah.
Ian.
I know him.
Yeah, but you know. Yeah, but he's from The Pretty Things, not the Rolling Stones.
You know,
he was in the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, he might have been rolling over on a stone. Yeah.
Right, there's
one more to go.
One more. In the 21st century, there has been one Isle of Wight festival that lasted for 2 days. Which year was this?
Yes.
And who was headlining acts on the 2 days?
Oh, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Oh, yeah, I know. Jimi Hendrix.
No.
No. It was the first one.
Excuse me, are you answering right?
2002.
No.
3?
Yes.
All right, so 2003.
Yeah.
And it would have been, let me think now, Paul Weller?
Yes.
And David Bowie?
No.
Brian Adams?
Yes. Well done.
Oh, Brian Adams.
Well, he lives on the island, doesn't he?
I look.
Does he?
Oh, got relatives on the island, yeah.
Oh, cool.
There you go then, you lost convincingly.
Yeah.
7-2.
That's because I have a stinking cold.
Yeah, and that's why you're the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
Thank you for being there, Chip. You want to just hang up now?
Okay. Just I'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hang up then. Goodbye. And there he was gone. Next week, hopefully...
Great.
He won't have a stinking cold and he'll be allowed back into the studio.
To do the natural world.
Natural world next week. How to stay clear of people with colds.
www.vectisradio.com.